batter up, Mitch.
It's a nice little segue from the introduction of Media Watch into Carlton and a player they signed as part of that mini list rebuild, or the splashing of cash given they had it.
Yes.
And that is Jack Martin.
Ooh, plays against his old club this weekend.
Yes.
Against the Gold Coast Suns.
It's a big game.
Isn't it? Sunday early at the G.
Mm. Take you back to the end of 2018. Essendon had a look, couldn't prize him out of Gold Coast. So he goes into 2019 as a Gold Coast Sun and has a pretty solid year. Plays 16 games, holds his own, starting to develop into what we think, given he was given up a lot for in the mini draft before he came into the AFL.
Yep.
Starting to show signs. But then at the end of that, he's out of contract, doesn't re-sign with Gold Coast, explores his options and wants to move to Victoria.
Remembering he's from WA, he's from the same place as Paddy Cripps and Jesse Hogan.
Yep. Carlton come, offer him, and this don't forget at this stage, Carlton has a lot of room in its salary cap.
Yep.
The Bulldogs are heavily into him. He meets with the Bulldogs as part of this process. It's pretty much out of those two. Carlton dangled the offer of a five-year deal in front of him. He says to Gold Coast, I want to move to the Carlton Footy Club as part of this. Gold Coast says, you're not moving unless we get a first-round pick out of it. Carlton are not willing to budge on a first-round pick for Jack Martin.
Now, this is Stephen Silvani at Carlton.
Yes.
And Craig Cameron at the Suns.
Yep.
Yep.
Carlton take Brodie Kemp at 17 that year and Sam Philp at 20. Carlton's offer for Jack Martin at that stage was a second-round pick and a third-round pick. Gold Coast tell Carlton, get stuffed. We don't need second and third round picks. We've got them. We need first round picks.
And I don't mind that stance from the Suns, given what they've been through.
And it was almost a line in the sand for them.
Yep.
He'd met with the Bulldogs, but he was a fair way down the path with Carlton. Eddie Betts was coming in. The Indigenous factor of having a mentor like Eddie Betts to play next to was massive. Then he had Paddy Cripps, who actually played under 15s and under 16s rep footy with in WA. They had a connection.
Yep.
And he wanted to play with Paddy Cripps. It falls down in trade period. Carlton go with that five-year deal, and they heavily front-end it, given the room they have in their salary cap. He earns around $1.1 to $1.2 million in the first year of a contract that's worth around $3 million over the life of the five-year deal. So an average of $600,000, but heavily front-ended. One, because Carlton had room in their cap to play with and they could accommodate it in that year, but also to keep others away, knowing that there's not many other clubs in that scenario that would have been able to absorb $1.1 million up front in their salary cap. Melbourne actually had a pick before Carlton. If you remember, this is the year they took Jackson and Pickett. They actually had a pick before Carlton in the preseason draft that year.
And there were murmurs about them taking him.
They wanted to get in front of Jack Martin, but they couldn't get a meeting because he was too committed to Carlton, and actually met with the Dogs and was half open to that, but ultimately ended up committing to Carlton because of the Betts and the Cripps factor. Melbourne couldn't get a meeting with him, and that's where Carlton said, well, geez, there's still a chance, theoretically, they could take him in the preseason draft because they have the pick before him.
Yep.
But they weren't in a position, given their salary cap, to match the terms of the 1.1 up front. He comes in at Carlton, and let's call a spade, has struggled to get on the park and play consistent footy, has showed flashes of brilliance, and I think he's clearly in their best 22, even best dozen when he's up and going.
I should have looked this up knowing that you were going to do this before we came on. Am I right in saying that his first game for Carlton would have been in an empty MCG against Richmond, and he either kicked 4 or 5 on debut?
It was empty, yep.
In a loss. Because COVID had just hit. His first year at Carlton would have been 2020.
Kicked 4 goals, had 17 touches.
Yeah, and I reckon everyone, I was about to say walked away from the ground. There's none on the ground. Everyone thought, wow, what a pickup.
Yeah.
You're right. It's been, it hasn't worked. He has struggled for form. He has struggled with injury. He hasn't been able to get on the park consistently. But I am doing that deal if I'm Stephen Silvani every day of the week.
And I don't think
it costs them nothing.
And we hear right now about Carlton's salary cap. I don't think you can attribute Jack Martin to the current concerns around how tight their cap is and the lack of flexibility they've got, because a lot of that money's already been absorbed.
Yep.
So if he's on $600,000 on average, the back end of that's probably, we're talking $400,000 to $500,000.
Every club are taking a risk on Jack Martin for $600,000 a year.
Yeah.
When they're not trading a pick for him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they were going to give him the same contract and give 2 picks away from him.
Yeah.
They got him for free and paid him the same. Like, it's just, it's a no-brainer.
And if I'm Gold Coast, I'm looking at that going, second and third round picks, we don't need them. I think the Suns were well within their right to do what they did.
So he's got 2 more years on his deal after this? Is that right? You said he signed for 5 and his first year was 20?
He signed for 5. This is his 4th year, so he's got 1 more after this.
20, 21, 22. How's my maths going? Yep, pretty well. 1 more after this.
Now, I just did have a quick look at that draft. Had they,
quick look.
Second, third rounders. Chad Warner went at pick 39.
Hmm.
But it's not seen as a heavy loaded draft in that middle parts. I do want to, though, just talk about the prospect of taking a player through to the preseason draft, because I don't think we've discussed it much on this show.
Sure.
the threat is always there. You hear clubs every trade period, there's always one. We'll just take this guy to the preseason draft. But this year, West Coast really should flex their muscle and do it. We spoke earlier in the show about the need for them to attack the draft and go after early picks. If they've got someone on the hook this year, you think the Eagles will finish 18th on the AFL ladder, so that will give them the first pick in the not only the national draft but the preseason draft. You think if they've got a player out of contract on the hook, let's just call it a Dev Robertson.
Well, no, there's an obvious one who plays with Jack Martin.
Mitch McGovern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play with his brother. Like, it's just the obvious one, isn't it? Because Carlton will want a decent pick for him.
Yeah.
And West Coast will say, well, we'll offer you a pick 55, and if you don't like that, then, we'll just take him in the preseason. We'll just walk him and comes and plays with his brother. Makes sense.
Now, clubs don't like doing it. Clearly, no. Because it breaks down relationships and it keeps things frosty.
It doesn't often happen.
No, the threat's always there and it's spoken about a lot.
The most famous one, I reckon, was Nick Stevens.
Yep.
Who wanted to go to Collingwood, and Port wanted Alan Dydak the other way. And Port said, well, we're just not doing it. And Collingwood were like, well, you're not going to let him go to And Port were like, actually, to your direct rivals, no, we will.
Yeah.
So Nick Stevens ended up going to Carlton in the preseason. Now, some would describe that as bloody-minded. But I liked Craig Cameron's stance for Gold Coast. They didn't need more picks. So that they played a game of chicken with Carlton that they ultimately lost, but it didn't cost them much. And it didn't cost Carlton much either. I tell you what, if Jack Martin ended up being the player that Carlton thought he was going to be, that would have been harder to swallow for Gold Coast.
Yes, that's true. So I'm saying West Coast of 10 years ago would have done this. They would have been ruthless.
Yep.
They would have just gone to another club and said, we're doing this.
Yep.
Let's see how they do it this year, because they're in a position to. They clearly have the number one pick in that preseason draft. If they've got a player on the hook and they want to keep their draft picks, let's see if they want to do it this year.